You're listening to the Simply Lived In podcast, episode number 17. It's finally time for me to lay out all of the exciting details of the 956 capsule collection launch. In this shorty solo episode, I will be digging into all of the things: why I decided to create a capsule collection, why I am launching on Kickstarter, what that even means, and how you can be a part of it.
You're listening to the Simply Lived In podcast, where we understand that needing less helps us to be so much more. Entrepreneur and sustainability advocate Meg Ross will help you to break down how to create more space in your life. Get ready to hear from strong women who are redefining what living well looks like. If you've dreamed of being present, cutting the clutter, and putting an end to the busyness, this is the place to be. Here's your host, designer, motivator, and simplicity enthusiast, Meg Ross.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. I am really excited about today's episode because I get to talk about a project that is very close to my heart. For the past year and a half, I've been designing a capsule collection for my clothing label, 956 Studio. For those of you who don't know, I started 956 as an ethical fashion label in 2016 after working for some other fashion labels in the industry that were also ethical and sustainable and just absolutely inspiring for me. I loved creating ethical pieces for women, but I always felt like there was a big piece missing for me. I have always believed in the potential of our products to contribute to a better world, but it wasn't until a combination of events in my own life changed how I view my own purchases and that my eyes were really open to how much greater this potential was than I ever realized. The three events that changed my perspective on my own purchases were these. Number one, my dad's cancer diagnosis that led me to put a much greater emphasis on my health and wellness. I learned that our everyday routines and purchases really do play a big role in our overall health, and that my health and my family's health were my number one priorities. Number two, my marriage and move to small town Wisconsin. That taught me that I didn't really need all of the conveniences and amenities that I was used to in the cities. In fact, my lifestyle became more intentional and healthier without them. Number three, my transition to working from home full-time that showed me how much power the routines I create and the tools I use affect my mood and my work. These events and the lessons I learned from them made me see that my priorities had been in the wrong place. They completely changed the way that I live my life, and they also changed how I saw my business. I realized that although the betterment of the clothing industry was important to me, so was the wellness of the women who were just like me and who had been socialized to value their worth based on their stuff, their busyness, and their achievements. I knew that what really set my soul on fire was giving women tools to facilitate wellness, and that clothing was, in fact, a very important tool to do just that. The more I dug into this idea by starting things like this podcast and speaking with other women about it, the more I realized how big of an impact changing our mindset about our clothing can have on the rest of our lives. I decided to change the way I designed my own clothing, away from trendy styles that released every season, towards capsule collections that remain the same season after season, with only small updates and additions. The more I dug into this idea by doing things like starting this podcast and spoke with other women about it, the more I realized how big of an impact changing our mindset about our clothing can have on the rest of our lives. So I decided to change the way I designed my clothing, away from trendy styles that I released every season and towards capsule collections that remained season after season with small updates and adjustments made. I wanted to create clothing that really served the women wearing them and that facilitated their work. So I thought about the clothing in my own closet and how it wasn't serving me. The yoga pants that felt too tight and were a pain to wash. The tops that I had bought for going out, but I never really felt like wearing. The cotton V-necks that were too clingy and pilling. The jeans that dug into my waist and had hems that were coming out. And the sweatpants that made me feel frumpy. These clothings were not serving me. I realized that most of the time, especially when I was working from home, that I was just reaching for the most comfortable thing in my closet and then feeling bad about myself when that clothing made me feel lazy, not put together, and generally like I wasn't worth investing in. And I saw an opportunity here to make our loungewear a lot better. I decided to create a capsule collection that would redefine loungewear. I did this by focusing on styles that were comfortable, professional, and responsible. I put together an amazing team to help me, and this is how we did it. For comfort, we made sure to source soft and natural fabric. Yay for linen and cotton. And we built plenty of ease over body into our patterns. Also, this means that our garments aren't super skin tight. Like, you can actually wear them around and feel like it's not super sucky. Sucky, like clinging to your body. Let me clarify that, not sucky, like they are bad. Use comfortable closures. Hello, elastic waistbands. And we ensured all pieces were machine washable and dryable. To be professional, we focused on tailored silhouettes. You will not find any sack dresses here. We included details for better fit. Thank you, bust darts. And we used sophisticated color palette. Think warm neutrals. For responsibility, we sourced fabrics with primarily natural fiber content. Synthetic fibers take 200 years to decompose in the landfill. Ew. And we use factories that have ethical practices and pay their employees well. We actually sew all of our product in our Minneapolis studio, but we work with factories who need to make our fabric and other materials that go into the garment. And everything is made in Minneapolis, like I just said, with so much love. And you guys, the really cool thing about doing this is that I really want to wear every single piece in my capsule now. Before, I created beautiful, you know, styles that were fun to look at and fun to see other people wearing, but they just weren't pieces that I was reaching for all the time. And now that I actually started to design around my lifestyle and the needs that I think my customers are having, I'm really making pieces that I think will serve women. And it just feels so, so good. This capsule feels so authentic to who I am as an ambitious, conscious entrepreneur who honestly just really wants comfortable clothing, but also want to look good. There are pieces that I'll reach for every single day. Switching to capsule style releases and seeing clothing as a starting point for wellness feels so much more whole to me than releasing on-trend styles each season. Now that the brand has branched out to include more wellness resources like this podcast, I really feel like I'm ready to hit the ground running in this direction. It just feels good. You know what I mean? This is the reason that we're launching our capsule campaign through Kickstarter. Truthfully, we could continue producing the way that we have been, releasing very small batches of styles at a time. But this is not a very sustainable option for us in regards to finances and time. The amount of time and money it takes to develop and produce each style to be at the level of quality that we want is just too great for the return that we receive from selling such a small number of pieces. Producing such small batches also drives up the cost to the consumer because we have to pay more for our raw materials, and we can't create a streamlined of systems during production as we really would like to be able to. So, what is Kickstarter? Kickstarter is a global crowdfunding platform that helps creatives fund projects. For a small clothing label like me, launching a pre-sales campaign on Kickstarter means that we can sell our product and make sure there is a need for it before we front all the production costs. From today, September 27th, through October 26th, you will be able to buy all 6 pieces of our capsule collection on Kickstarter at a 30% discount for what the pieces will sell on our online shop. The money from your purchase goes straight towards funding our production run. To fund production of this capsule, I need $15,000. This money is for the cost of fabric and materials, cutting and sewing expenses, packaging, and shipping. Kickstarter operates on an all-or-nothing model. This means that if we don't earn enough money to fund our production during our month of pre-sales, we don't get any of the money, and you don't get any of the products that you ordered. This is done to protect the backers, those of you who buy a garment during our pre-sales campaign, and to protect us. If we were to only raise half of the money that we needed and are still expected to deliver garments to those of you who backed us, we would have some big problems. If you order from us during our pre-sales campaign, you should know a couple of things. First, we need you. It's so important for our label to grow. Then we need backers who believe in us and our mission, and who can't wait to have our pieces be a part of their lives. It is also important to know that your card will not be charged until the end of our pre-sales campaign, and only if we are fully funded. If we earn all the money that we need to go into production by October 26th, your card will be charged, and we will get busy creating the beautiful products for you. You can expect updates and to hear from us as we make your pieces, with a bunch of behind-the-scenes sneak peeks at what goes into every piece. And then your garments will arrive on your doorstep, hopefully in early February. Hopefully it'll be a little sooner, but we're saying February. So I'm so excited about this launch. And honestly, I'm stinking terrified. And I think it's important to take a minute to talk about this because fear is a very real obstacle in the pursuit of living a life that will serve us. I have heard from a few people that they think that I'm brave, which is so flattering, but is also so startling for me to hear that because, you guys, I do not feel brave at all. Mostly, I feel terrified. I'm terrified for a lot of reasons. I worry that this campaign won't be funded and I will very publicly fall on my face. I worry that people won't believe in what I'm doing. I worry that I will measure my worth with my career successes and failures and not be able to show up 100% in other areas of my life. And trust me, you guys, this list goes on and on and on. And of course, this is where I need to be very conscious not to feed these thoughts, because my own perspective is their fuel. And when I shift my perspective away from the worries, the things I don't have, the ways I feel less than, and I focus on the things that I do have, the people I have, and the beautiful life that I have, everything changes. And I'm able to get up every day and do the hard and scary work because it's what I love and it's what I believe in. And you guys, this perspective shift goes way beyond my work. It extends to my personal goals, to my health, mental, emotional, and physical, and it helps me to carry grief and to build a life that I am proud of. Simplifying my lifestyle has been a huge part in helping me focus on the things that I have instead of the things that I don't have. It's changed my life. At the end of our Kickstarter page, you will find a section titled Our Why. It's fairly long, and I didn't know if it was too much to have on a page that is supposed to be selling products, but I included it anyway. Because my why drives everything that I do. These are the words that you will find in that section. My dad's cancer diagnosis 2 years ago inspired me to start living my life more simply. He always valued the simple life, but society had convinced me to measure my worth on my busyness, my stuff, and my achievements, so I never felt like I had enough. When I started to simplify my food choices and then my wardrobe, everything changed for me. I realized how big of an impact changing my mindset about my clothing had on the rest of my life. I started this project to make clothing that would be a starting point for wellness. I wanted to create simple pieces that would serve the women wearing them and facilitate their work. My dad won't be able to see the completion of this project. We lost him in July. But I know that he is proud of me and that he believes in our mission. I don't want illness in the family to be what wakes up other women to start living more simply. We can all change our mindsets and habits away from more and towards less. We can do it through our food, through our routines, and through our clothing. When we focus on only having things and people in our lives that serve us, we realize that we are enough. Our bodies, our dreams, and our hard work is enough. And that personal growth, strength, and peace that starts inside of us permeates to create a better world. I believe it really can start with what we wear. So there you have it, friends. Every single thing you need to know about our capsule launch on Kickstarter, which, by the way, is live right now. You can find the link to our campaign in the show notes of this episode at www.simplylivedinpodcast.com and on our Instagram, 956_studio. That's 9 spelled out, N-I-N-E, the number 5, the number 6, _studio. I really hope you guys head over to check out this campaign. And please, please, please share it with your friends and help me spread this mission. Until next time, keep showing up as you are for a life that is simply lived in.
Thanks for listening to the Simply Lived In podcast. Dive into show notes for this episode and all past episodes at simplylivedinpodcast.com. If you love the show, please share with your friends. Help us to spread the power of simplicity. Thanks for listening, and until next time, keep up your quest for less.